As we sort through various polls predicting outcomes for this year's midterms, we wonder who is the typical midterm voter? Well, Mark Blumenthal is going to help us answer that question. He's the founding editor of Pollster.com and the senior polling editor with the Huffington Post. Hi, Mark.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk first about a turnout question overall. What percentage of people are you assuming will vote on November 2nd or by November 2nd, given early voting?
Well, recent history tells us that in midterm elections, the turnout is typically about 40% of eligible adults. We don't know exactly how high it will be this year. There's some indications it might be a little bit higher.
40% of eligible adults, which doesn't mean 40% of registered voters. And among registered voters, how many do you figure might turn out?
It varies widely because registration laws are different everywhere, but it's probably closer to 60 or 70%.
Okay, and in that subset of the population, demographically, who will be voting?
Well, we've learned that there's a very consistent pattern. Midterm voters tend to be older, better educated, and more established in their communities. So voters of retirement age are three times as likely to turn out as those who are in college, those who are better educated, have a college degree, are twice as likely to vote as those who have less than a high school degree. Those who've lived in their homes for five or more years are twice as likely to vote as those who've just moved in.
Mark, when you look at, say, the Gallup poll, which is showing a huge gap, something like an 18 percentage point gap among people leaning toward a Republican generic candidate versus a Democratic generic candidate, are you leery of that number, a number that big?
I think what I'm leery of is the fact that polls are showing very different results. Results that are so different that we know it's not just the regular sampling error. I don't mean to pick on Gallup. Their number sticks out. Typically, what we're seeing is that when pollsters ask just registered voters their preference, Republicans are doing a little better on average, but it's in the low single digits typically. As they shift to likely voters, some pollsters like Gallup are showing a huge difference. Some are showing shifts of about 10%. Others, not as much. So it's hard to know. Gallup has had a history and other likely voter models of showing a big lead for the party that's ahead early in October that tends to narrow a bit toward Election Day. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that pattern again.
Mark, if you look at the issues that voters, likely voters, care most about, compare those with how the general public feels about those same issues, what pattern emerges from that?
Well, first, you're going to see that the economy dominates no matter who you're talking to. Adults are likely voters. One of the interesting things is that as pollsters narrow from all adults to registered voters to likely voters, that universe gets more conservative. And it seems to be particularly more conservative this year in some of the surveys. For example, the Kaiser Family Foundation asked a sample of Americans about the health care reform law, and they found that among all adults, there was close division, 42 favorable, 44 unfavorable. But as they moved to the likely electorate, they found a 10-point opposition, 39-49. Similarly, Kaiser, Harvard, and the Washington Post teamed up on a survey that looked at attitudes about government, and they found that among all Americans, there was, again, very similar division, about 47% would rather have a government that provides more services, even if it costs more in taxes. 49% would rather have a smaller government, lower taxes. As they shifted to likely voters, there was a 10-point plurality in favor of the more conservative position.
Uh-huh. Do you think, we keep hearing about the angry voter heading toward the polls on November 2nd, do you think that's borne out by the numbers you're seeing, or is that an exaggeration?
I think it would be an exaggeration to classify every voter as angry. There are certainly a lot of angry voters, and they tend to be conservative Republicans who are unhappy with the direction of government. But there are plenty of other voters who are just, I think it was Joe Klein from Time described him as freaked out and anxious and worried about the future. And I think that's prevalent a mood as anger.
Mark Blumenthal, senior polling editor with the Huffington Post. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.